Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. We've all heard that smoking is bad for your body, your heart, your lungs, you name it. Now you can add your mental health to that list. Researchers from universities in the UK say kicking the habit is linked to improved mental health. And they say that effect is equal or larger to the effects of antidepressants for mood and anxiety disorders. Now the researchers say some smokers keep smoking even though they want to quit because they think it has mental benefits. Well, the study found that quitting is associated with improvements in depression, anxiety, stress, and quality of life compared with continuing to smoke. The study authors say if people know quitting is associated with better mental health, it may inspire some to quit. This was published online by the British medical journal BMJ.com. And in other news, a new Mayo Clinic study found that among middle-aged men and women 40 to 60 years old, the overall incidence of skin cancer increased nearly eightfold between 1970 and 2009. This is according to a study published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings. Here's Dr. Jerry Brewer.
The good thing was that people are surviving melanoma more often, which highlights the fact that if melanoma is found early, it's very treatable and curable. And so very good habit to get into, to just look your skin over once a month. For sure, avoid tanning beds. Use sunscreens in the morning after you get up and see a dermatologist once a year.
And now let's talk about kids. Kids who live surrounded by fast food stores are more likely to be overweight or obese. That's according to research undertaken by the Center for Diet and Activity Research in England. Researchers there looked at data from more than a million kids and compared it with the availability of food from places like burger joints, pizza places, and sweet shops. They say older kids in particular are more likely to be overweight if they live around a lot of fast food places. But the trend was reversed if kids live where there were a lot of healthier choices. Now they hope this info will help shape planning policies to help tackle childhood obesity. The study was published in the journal Health and Place. And here's more about what influences kids' eating habits from the University of Minnesota. Researchers there found families who eat breakfast together may be influencing their teens' food choices and weight-related health in a good way. But does it matter when they share those meals, if it's breakfast or supper? Well, the researchers found eating breakfast as a family was related to several markers of a healthier diet, such as eating more fruit, whole grains, and fiber, and it was linked to lower rates of obesity. But the bottom line, whether it's for breakfast or dinner, teens who share in family meals have healthier diets. This was published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.